Welcome back to another episode of Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to focus on Chapter 2 of Reality Transurfing, Steps 1 to 5. This chapter is all about pendulums. Personally, I believe pendulums is one of the most important topics in transurfing, and pendulums are discussed all the way in transurfing. So you have to be familiar, and most importantly, you have to be aware of pendulums. So in this episode, we are going to discuss what pendulums are and how you can defeat pendulums in your life. Stay tuned. In the second chapter of Reality Transurfing, we discuss pendulums. So what are pendulums? The first, let me introduce to you this idea of pendulums. So first off, so everyone is ready to serve a group or organization in one way or another, be it family, a club, school, company, political party, the state, and so on. All these structures emerge and develop when a separate group of people begin to think and act in the same way. So on an energetic level, a structure or a pendulum appears when a group of people think in the same way and obey the same rules. And as a result, the parameters of their thought energy are identical. So they are thinking in the same way. Right? For example, if you belong to a political party, right? This is a pendulum. This is a perfect example of a pendulum. So you like a political party, and then you follow their rules, you behave the way they behave, you think that you are right, you think other political parties are wrong. So you are in this, you all are vibrating in the same energy, if we talk about energetic levels. So as I say, when this happens, as if in the middle of an entire ocean of energy, a separate and independent energy information structure is created. Right here, when you all are, when we think in the same way, when we resonate in the same frequency, this happens. A separate independent energy information structure is created, which is referred to as an energy pendulum. So eventually, this structure begins to live its own life and subjugate to its laws the very people who created it. Alright, so you create, and there are pendulums all over the way, so you are not aware. Because pendulums have their own tricks to attract adherents, and we're going to tap into that later. So I want to clarify what's a pendulum first. Alright, so every pendulum has its own characteristics and its own beat frequency. So what the pendulum is looking for is adherents, right? More people who follow and feed the pendulum's energy. So if a pendulum loses its adherents, the pendulum will stop moving completely and cease to exist. And here in the book, the author Badin Zilan, he mentions some examples of defunct pendulums. For example, Asian religions, there are so many religions that no longer exist. We also have stone tools, Asian weapons, that are no longer around. We also have pendulums in nature. So for example, bacterial colonies, a population of living creatures, herds of animals. So all these are examples of pendulums. Now, any pendulum is by its nature destructive, because it consumes the energy of its adherents and establishes power over them. You may or may not realize this, but when you belong to some group, when you belong to some team, when you belong to some, gathering or group, it starts consuming your energy. Because the purpose of a pendulum is only to get energy from its adherents, whether it's to their personal benefit or not. And we later on will see that there is a way you can benefit from pendulums. Not all pendulums are bad, because at the end of the day, you want it or whether you want it or not, you belong to a pendulum, and you're going to be affected, you're going to be influenced by certain pendulums. But that's okay. Now the only thing I want you to be aware of is that there are pendulums, and there are so many destructive pendulums in this world that you need to know how to detach yourself from those. And I'm going to show you two techniques in Transurfing that you can use in order for you to defeat pendulums. We're going to tap into those later on in this episode. Now, a person who falls under the pendulum's influence loses their freedom, being forced to live by imposed laws and becoming a small cog in a big machine. Again, pendulums get fed by your energy, by the energy of its adherents. And the pendulum has sophisticated methods to lure new adherents. And you will see, like, for example, there are people, young men, that leave for the army and loses their lives. You know, and there are like so many ways, like the army, you know, in this case, the pendulum, this is a pendulum, this is an example of a pendulum, is going to attract people. It's going to lure people into the army in this case, and people are going to gather, people are going to reunite, and they are going to start fighting for a common goal. And you might not realize that you're under an influence of a pendulum because of the pendulum's sophisticated ways to get you. Another example is, for example, students who go to college in vain to learn to master a profession that we sometimes, you know, don't like. We go to college because we are under the influence of pendulums. We want to belong to a group. We want to do something. We want to be meaningful in life. But we don't realize that we are under the influence of pendulums. You won't notice a pendulum and its tricks. The first thing you have to understand is to be aware that there are pendulums. There are these groups. There's this force, you know, of energy that's going to get your energy. That's going to drag your energy into their forces. Now, the most important thing is to be able to recognize a pendulum and avoid being drawn into its game unless you stand to benefit from the interaction. Again, as I said, there is like good pendulums and there are bad pendulums. Most pendulums in the world are negative, are bad for you. You need to be aware of that. You need to be aware, you need to know how to recognize how a pendulum is influencing you. So the main feature of a bad, negative, or destructive pendulum is its aggressive impulse to destroy other pendulums in order to win over potential adherents. You know, when you belong to a group, as I said in the previous example, if you belong to a political party, for example, right, in your gathering, you know, with your group, you all think in the same way, you all obey the same rules, you all behave the same way, you know, you follow, you know, a common goal here. This is a pendulum. You may not realize, but this is a pendulum. So you may start, you know, thinking like, my political party is right and other political parties are wrong, or they are bad. So we are good and they are bad. Right, this is one of the main features of a destructive pendulum. They are aggressive. They have aggressive impulse to destroy other pendulums in order to win over potential adherents. So be aware of this. So it doesn't matter to the pendulum which side you rocket from. It can use both positive and negative energy, just as long as that energy is resonant with its own. So now, a pendulum can benefit from your energy. It doesn't matter if you agree with the pendulum or if you don't agree with the pendulum. The benefit, the pendulum gets benefit by your energy either way. So one of the pendulum's favorite ways of gaining access to your energy is to throw you off balance. So for example, when you react negative to some event, right, and you are thinking negatively, something bad happened to you, you had a bad experience, and you are thinking about that bad experience over and over and over throughout your day, so it's consuming your energy. One of the most used tricks a pendulum uses is, for example, fear and guilt. You feel guilty, you feel fearful sometimes, right? And because of these negative feelings, you follow, you're like feeding the pendulum because of this. So again, it's like if you're on an energetic level, it's all about energy, right? And the moment you are thinking like negatively, you are fearful, you feel guilt, the energy is going towards the pendulum. Be aware of this. So as I said, like if you, for example, have a bad interaction with a person and this person belongs to a political party, right? And then you say that, I don't know, you had a discussion or you have like a fight with someone, and then you are thinking about that fight all over your day. You're thinking about how idiot the other person was and how the next time you're going to react more aggressively so you can win the fight. And then you start, you know, making up all these ideas in your mind that at the end of the day, you are draining your energy down. So we don't want you that. I'm going to show you like two ways on how you can defeat pendulums, how you can win over pendulums later on this podcast. But now let's keep talking about pendulums. So now there is this idea that, have you ever noticed that you get what you don't want? Sometimes you're thinking about what you don't want, you're thinking about over and over and over, and bad luck for you, you end up experiencing the very thing you don't like. As I said, a pendulum can be powered by its supporters and its opponents. Now, for example, there is like two perspectives in the world. Like you either are a victim or you are an spectator. Right, you are a watcher, you know, a viewer of what's taking place. So for example, now this is a very clear example. When you're watching the news, right, and you see a disaster taking place somewhere in the world, right, but you are on a lifeline where you play the role of a witness, right, or of an spectator rather than a victim. So you are in the place of a witness, right? And the place of a victim is somewhere farther away. So it's not in your lifeline. It's not in the same vibration. So you become part of this. You become a victim when you start talking about this problem to your friends, to your family. For example, one of the reasons I don't watch the news, it's because that, like, if you see something happening in the other side of the world, it's not in your reality, you are an spectator, and then you start talking about that to your friends, right? This disaster, this car accident happened to this person in the other side of the world, and you start discussing this to your friends, and you start making this event a reality for you, right? Out of nowhere. You have nothing to do with that. You don't have to just discuss negative news with your friends, because it's gonna make it part of your life, part of your vibration, part of your energy field. So you don't want that. So you rather ignore it. If there is nothing you can do, if there is like no control you can take over, you know, a situation, there is no need for it to be part of your daily life, right? That's a way how pendulums affect you. So now we're going to tap into two ways to deal with pendulums, to deal with these negative pendulums. And there are two ways. One is by defeating the pendulum, and the other one is by stopping the pendulum. Now, we're going to tap into the first way to deal with pendulums, which is by defeating the pendulum. The first thing you need to understand is that trying to battle with a pendulum is futile, right? It's useless. So the first and most important condition for successfully defeating a pendulum is to refuse, listen carefully, to refuse to get into conflict with it. The more active you try to fight off the pendulum, the more they will pressure on you. So be aware of this. Understand that you don't have the right to judge or change anything in this world. Anything. So everything you see and experience should be accepted as it is. Once you have recognized the pendulum's right to exist, you also have the right to leave it behind, remaining free of its influence. So here everything comes down to ignoring the pendulum. Sometimes if you react, if you become reactive to anything, to everything, the only thing you're going to be doing is you're going to be consuming down your energy. And then you will have no energy whatsoever to fulfill your dreams, because all your energy is going towards these pendulums. You are feeding the pendulums. And as I said, a pendulum gets fed either by negative or positive reactions on your side. So again, once you've recognized the pendulum's right to exist, you also have the right to leave it behind, remaining free of its influence. So you don't have the right to judge anything. When you go around and you are in this world and you start judging people, if you start complaining about everything, if you start just like getting influenced and affected negatively by your environment, you are in the wrong, you are in the wrong way. That's not how to do, because when you start reacting, that's when the pendulum got you. That's when the pendulum gets your energy. But on the other hand, like if you just ignore what's going on, like if you let it pass by you and it's like it's not affecting you in any way, then you can just leave behind the pendulum and be free of its influence, right? So now, true protection from pendulum is to be found in emptiness. True protection from pendulums is to be found in emptiness. So when you are empty inside, when you are reactive, that's why so many people, so many cultures use meditation. Because when you meditate, you're empty inside, right? You are not reactive. You're not reacting to your conditions, to your environment. You are empty. And when you're empty, you can choose whatever you want. Like when you're empty inside, you decide what to react to, right? And if you decide to react to positive things, to positive energies, to positive events in your life, you will see that you will get more and more of those positive events. But instead, like if you get influenced by the pendulum's power, you will not be happy, because you're going to live in a stress mode, in guilty mode, you know, in fear mode. True protection from pendulums is to be found in emptiness. That's the way how to defeat your pendulums, you know, the pendulums that surround you. So if you ignore the pendulum, it will leave you alone. A clear example of this, the author here in the book, in this specific chapter, he points out, so for example, a barking dog, right? You're being chased by a dog. The more you try to fight off the dog, to try to, you know, to, react to it, it's gonna keep barking at you. It's gonna keep, you know, attacking you. And it's gonna get more and more intense the more you react to it. This is a pendulum. Instead, if you just ignore it, if you take the other way out, it's like you ignore the door, the dog, you will see it's gonna bark at you for a moment, but then it will cease to bother you and it's gonna go to bother someone else. Someone who does react to its, you know, influence, to its a barking. This is a perfect example of what and how a pendulum gets you. So you got to be aware of this. The first thing you need to understand is that you need to be aware, because if you are not aware, if you are being reactive, if you are like reacting to everything, to every person, to every group, to every news, you know, you are going to, you know, consume your energy and you're going to feed pendulums. So don't fight off the dog. Just ignore the door, the dog, and you will see how it's going to walk away. The dog is going to walk away, and then you're going to be free of the, you are going to accept, you know, that the existence of the pendulum, right? But you're going to keep walking on, right? It's not your right to judge. It's not your right to complain. It's yours. Your just let it pass by you, and then you keep on with your life. So you have to learn how to choose what to react to, right? Don't let anything influence you. When you are going on with your day, and you have like an argument, for example, you are driving your car in the morning, you're going to work, and then you encounter this person, this aggressive person, this angry person, right? And he started a fight with you, right? Because I don't know, some traffic problem, and then you got into an argument. And let's say that this argument happened in 10 seconds, right? You both you know, traded some words, you know, and then just everyone kept driving, let's say that. But the moment that this event is gonna influence you, this pendulum is gonna influence you the most, is the moment that when you go on with your day and you're thinking about that over and over and over, this stupid guy, how he dares to insult me, right? And how you know, this kind of idiots are just allowed to drive, you know, stuff like that. You start complaining, you start judging, you start thinking, and you start giving away your energy because of this event. On the other hand, if you've taken the other way out, and you just, you know, the event happened, but you moved on, and it's not in your mind anyway, it's not in your mind any longer, right? You just let go of it, and you keep with your life, and you kept on with your life, and the event just vanished. It never happened. You were not influenced by the pendulum, right? So that's the first approach towards, you know, dealing with pendulums. So defeating the pendulum. It's that. Ignore the pendulum, because at the end of the day, trying to battle with a pendulum is futile. Now, the second approach, the second way you can deal with a pendulum is by stopping the pendulum. How do you stop a pendulum? So now, you can stop the pendulum's swing by doing something extraordinary that no one would ever expect. If you ever find yourself in a situation that you know will unfold according to a set script, do something surprising. It does not matter what you do, as long as it's something that does not fit with the standard script. Again, yeah, if you find yourself in a situation, if you find yourself into an encounter with a pendulum, you're going to do something that does not fit with the standard script. Something that is out of, you know, thought. For example, there is this example in the book where Bad in Zealand, he points out this example, and he says that, for example, when you encounter a mug or you get mugged, right, in the street, there is like a way like you can approach the situation. But he says that in this example, like when he was with his friend, you know, Bad in Zealand, and his friend, he's a very peaceful person, right? And he doesn't like to get into fight, but out of nowhere, you know, he started to react in a very out of ordinary way. And he reacted in a way like he was aggressive towards the aggressor, in a way that he actually insulted the aggressor, and the aggressor left, you know, like he didn't expect that, right? Because as an aggressor, what you're doing, if you're a bullier, if you're an aggressor, what you're looking for is just to get fed by other people's energy. You just want attention. You just want energy from other people. In this case, if you encounter a peaceful person and this peaceful person did not react to your bullying, to your aggression, and it reacted in a different way, in a way that no one expected. Baden Seelan did not expect this behavior from his friend. The event just changed. The pendulum, you in this specific time, you vibrate at a different resonance, and then it's no longer, you know, the pendulum no longer fits from you because you are vibrating in a different resonance. Does that make sense? Another example, for example, this happened to me. For example, one day I had to go to college, and then I had a presentation, right? And I did not prepare for this presentation. Actually, I have forgotten about this presentation. So I was looking for a way, and how can I modify the script? How can I get myself out of this pendulum, out of this influence, right? And I knew that if I had to do something different, if I wanted to get away with it, I would have to modify the script. I would have to do something that does not fit with the standard script. In this case, I would have to give a presentation. So in this case, I faked like a pass out. And I know it sounds like silly, but really, it's not like I passed out of nowhere. It's like I just pretended that I was sick. Like no one expected that, right? But I really pretended that I was sick. I modified the script, and they sent the professor sent me home. And the other day, you know, I had my presentation prepared, and it went perfectly. I got a good grade. Everything was perfect. I got myself out of this situation. I got myself out of this pendulum's influence. I know sometimes it be silly. That's why Baden Seelan says, a sense of humor and a strong imagination can be very helpful when you want to stop the pendulum. In this practical approach, you're stopping the pendulum, right? And these are the two ways on how you can approach a pendulum. Rather, you can either ignore a pendulum, or you can act in a way that no one would expect. You are modifying the script. You are changing your behavior. You are doing something that no one would ever expect. And by doing so, you would be behaving in a way that you are, where you are vibrating at a different, you know, frequency, the different level. And then it doesn't, you know, fit the situation, and the pendulum cannot get fed by your energy by doing this. So this is a very specific way on how you can get yourself out of a situation, of an influence, of a pendulum. So we got these two ways, all right? And that would be it for this episode. We've talked about pendulums. Pendulums is something that you have to keep in mind every single time you read Transurfing, because when you read Reality Transurfing, you're going to encounter pendulums and examples. When you apply techniques in Reality Transurfing, some of this, all of, maybe most of this, most, the majority of these techniques are associated with pendulums. So you have to keep pendulums in mind. So pendulums are an important topic here in Transurfing. So without any further ado, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you got any question. Let me know if you got any idea or you got any experience with Reality Transurfing. I'm trying to share what I've learned this past 6 years. I've been applying Transurfing principles and concepts. So you can hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram tag is DennisStallingEC. So you can reach out to me there. That's the only social media I have available right now. And nothing. Just I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care and bye-bye.